back to the No Panic Zone on the Steve Cooper Show. Here's something you might have thought about. Will my insurance cover everything that I'm going to need covered if I get sick with COVID-19? You know, forget about the unemployment and the other issues you might be facing. What about your health insurance? Will that cover what you need? That's a big question that's important to a lot of people. My next guest, Seth Denson, is the co-founder and chief strategist for GDP Advisors and the author of The Cure, A Blueprint for Solving America's Healthcare Crisis. He's been on the program before. Seth, welcome back. Good to have you here. So let me ask you this. As you look at the COVID-19 healthcare crisis going on across the country, a lot of people have a lot of questions. What are some of the things that you're looking at to begin with when it comes to healthcare insurance and what people should be focused on?
Well, I think for those that are going to need to access the healthcare system, which we still estimate will be relatively a small number in the grand scheme of the total population, the main thing that we're looking at is how the insurance policies are going to treat things like in-network versus out-of-network, especially as states and local governments are setting up these kind of makeshift hospital systems, right? I have no doubt that the health insurance system is well prepared to cover this. Most of the insurance companies have come out and said they're going to cover it. Now, you'll still have deductibles and copays and co-insurance for the treatment side of things. But the bigger concern for me is what is the underlying impact when it comes to the network situation? So those are the big questions that we're looking to try to get answered.
So with everybody being swamped and it's hard to get anybody on the phone because most of the companies, the insurance companies included, are running with skeleton staffs, as you know. But as I look at the worst case scenarios, and I don't know what numbers you're considering, but if you look at the worst case scenarios, that would be about 250 million Americans get the coronavirus, get COVID-19, get sick. Of those, 25 million would need hospital visits, and 1% could be fatalities out of all that. 2.5 million Americans, worst case scenario, could die. I don't know that it's going to go that far. I don't know what to believe at this point. You hear differing opinions. But if you had that many people that needed hospitalization, that would be an incredible amount of pressure on insurance to pay the bill, wouldn't it?
Well, I think the bill, if we had that many people, would be the least of our worries at the end of the day. I mean, those types of numbers, our healthcare system itself would be so taxed that we would have some great challenges. Nationwide, our healthcare system runs at about 65% capacity on a regular basis. This is with everyday illnesses, which, by the way, are still going on. Cancer, stroke, heart attack, the major issues that are out there. And so when you start putting those numbers into play, I, and this is the guy that runs the finance side of healthcare, I'm less worried about paying the bill. Congress is putting out $2 trillion today. I'm sure that they're not going to want anybody to not get the care that they need and continue to spread this thing. But these are the questions we're asking because eventually those chickens are going to come home to roost, and we need to understand how the tab is going to get paid. Now, I will say one more thing on that, though, Steve. When I talk to insurance executives, and you know me, I've been no big fan of the insurance industry, but they're telling me that from a financial perspective, they're not overly concerned.
All right, so it's not going to be a hit maybe as bad as, I mean, 9/11 was a devastating hit for the insurance company because they all self-insure. That was a tremendous financial blow to the insurance industry 20 years ago, as you well know. Seth Denson is with me. He's the co-founder and chief strategist for GDP Advisors. He also wrote the book, The Cure, A Blueprint for Solving America's Healthcare Crisis. Now, we're going to have a chance to compare and contrast, Seth, how a nationalized healthcare system worked in Italy and in Spain versus our more free market system here in the United States. We'll be able to compare and see what happens. I mean, the World Health Organization told us just last year that Italy's healthcare system was the second best in the world, and America's was 37th. I don't think that's a fair comparison. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you're comparing apples and oranges, right? When you talk about Italy and their general population and square mileage regionally versus the United States, which covers 3.7 million square miles and 320 plus million Americans, you've got a very different comparison to try to draw a correlation to. The other thing that I always make sure to point out when people start trying to compare us with, you know, Italy or Denmark or some of these other countries is the vast majority, roughly in some estimates, 70% of the innovation that is found in Italy actually is from America. So we're the ones that are inventing and establishing and moving forward medicine. They're getting to take the back end benefit of that. And so it's hard to make those comparisons. But as you're seeing come out of Italy, but let's just be real, globally, a pandemic of this size, if it hits its maximum proportion, no healthcare system is ready to be able to tackle at the level that it's going to need to.
And that was my point. Italy is 116,000 square miles compared to the 3.7 million square miles you just pointed out. The density in Italy is about 540 people per square mile on average, a lot more dense in some areas. And its population is one-fifth that of the United States, 60 million people. And they're having a terrible time. Spain's having a terrible time. In fact, Spain might be in worse shape today, I see, for the first time, than Italy. But at the same time, we're seeing our numbers go up. We're going to surpass China in total number of infections here very soon. And the city of New York and state of New York facing some real challenges today, Seth. I mean, what do you think? What do you see?
Well, let me just point out one thing that we're watching right now. With our surpassing China, that's based on China's reported numbers. And China has a very different way of reporting their numbers. They can pretty much report whatever number they want to. That being said, I think that as I talk to the medical community, the reality is, and again, to give some hope to this, most of the doctors that I talk to are saying, yes, this is much more widespread than we know here in the United States. And that's in large part because for a big chunk of the population, they're going to be asymptomatic. And so I think if we were right now, we're comparing our percentages and numbers against an aggregate that isn't accurate, right? If really 20, 30, 40% of our population is walking around with this, and a vast majority of them are asymptomatic, then the percentage of mortality and major crisis issues on healthcare is actually as a percentage much lower on the aggregate. And so I'm encouraged by that, which if you can find some encouragement in that. But the other component that I would say to this is I'm also encouraged to see that our private innovation and our capitalistic system is stepping forward. Industries to solve for this, to put medicines together that are already out there, to manufacture goods that are going to need to treat people. I'm probably one of the more optimistic people that isn't subscribing to all of the death and destruction that we're hearing out there.
I would be with you in that regard. That's why we call this the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. Seth Denson, co-founder, chief strategist of GDB Advisors, and wrote the book, The Cure, A Blueprint to Solving America's Healthcare Crisis. Plus, you have a lovely bunker there, Seth. I just want to point that out. It looks like a nice...
Oh, place. Hey, thank you very much. Shelter in place. Keeping my 6 foot of distance.
There you go, Seth. We will talk soon. Seth Denson, everybody here in the No Panic Zone. Greatly appreciate the input as we continue to dig deeper, find out answers. The insurance companies, they're going to pay. We hope that they stay that way. It's 41 after. We'd like you to follow us on the Steve Greer Show Facebook page. I'd like you to go to stevegreer.com. Drop me a note. Tell me how things are in your neck of the woods, or if you've gotten negative information back from your insurance company. Anything you're hearing anywhere in the country, live on Dishnet, live on Pluto, live on Roku, everywhere, plus MDN on stations, radio stations all over the Midwest. Back on the Steve Greer Show after this. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Greer, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. That's an industry-leading 3 years of warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Sales event is only for a limited time.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.
Even in